Call the meeting to order. Our first order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Whitehouse, any changes this evening?
There was just one, Mr. Chairman. Under approval of minutes, the December 9th, 2021 minutes are listed, and Commission actually approved those on the January 27th meeting. We actually meant to refer to the December 8th meeting, which we will put on next week's agenda, so that we can strike that from the agenda.
Okay, so it's just the January 27, 2022.
Yeah. Make a motion to approve the agenda as amended. A second.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the January 27, 2022 meeting. Any changes to the minutes?
They would be as revised, Mr. Chairman, if you chose to approve them.
Okay.
Make a motion to approve as revised. Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the January 27, 2022 meeting as revised. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, on to other business. Our first item of other business is Site Plan 21-38, All Climate Storage of Millsboro Preliminary Site Plan.
Yes, this is a preliminary site plan for the establishment of a self-storage facility to include 15 buildings of non-climate controlled storage space that totals 30,000 square feet and one 62,900 square foot building of climate controlled storage, which is also proposed. Staff note that 400 square feet of the climate controlled building will be used as office space. The parcel is 6.17 acres and is located on the northeast side of DuPont Boulevard, Route 113, in the combined highway corridor overlay zoning district. The applicant requests a waiver from the transit and pedestrian accommodations that are required by the overlay district under section 115.194.1G of the Sussex County Code. The applicant also requests a waiver from the interconnectivity requirement established in 115.220B. The applicant seeks these waivers due to the facility being secured and fenced self-storage. The zoning is C1 general commercial and AR1 agricultural residential. The tax parcel is District 233, Map 5, Parcel 153.00. Staff are awaiting agency approvals, and staff would also like to note that we have identified the application may require comments from PLUS, so we would like the Commission to consider that any final approval should be contingent upon those comments. Thank you.
I have a question on this one. Yes. Where is the fence? Is it all the way around the outside, or is it from the front of the building to the back?
So fencing is, I don't believe fencing is currently on the preliminary site plan as the code requires it to be shown by final. So another office member did review this plan, so that would also be included in any changes before final.
The reason I ask is because, I mean, I can understand wanting it to be a secure facility if you're doing storage, but do you need to fence the whole thing in, which I don't see why they couldn't have interconnectivity. This is new construction on a piece of property that's not been developed. So they could make the building fit. They could put in a spot where it could go to the neighbors if you need to. Across the front there and put the fence in the back is what I'm seeing. So that's why I was wondering where the fence is.
And Mr. Chairman, if there are factual questions, I understand there may be a representative from the applicant
okay.
who may be able to assist.
Ms. Stevenson, would you like to ask a factual question of the applicant?
If they know where the fence is supposed to go, I would appreciate
someone here representing the application. Okay. All right, sir, before you introduce yourself, just let me advise you, this is not a public hearing. You are up here solely to answer a question and only the question that you're asked. It is not your opportunity to give a speech, okay?
Yep.
Okay, and your name is?
My name is Kevin Minnick from Minnick Engineering.
Thank you, Mr. Minnick. Okay, go ahead.
So I was just curious why we couldn't have interconnectivity along the front, at the front of the building? And where was the fencing supposed to go for the secure facility? Which
the fencing, if you see where the rectangle is, where it says dock, right there on the left side of
yes.
the building, the fence starts there. It will go up and it will go to the first building. The back of that building will serve as the fence, and then the rest of this facility, I don't know why, maybe that layer got turned off, but the rest of the facility is all fenced.
Okay. So then.
So you basically have, you know, you come in, there's an area to stop in front of the office.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you have a code, you have a code to go in through the fenced facility, so.
So then there's no reason why you.
I don't know where you would get interconnectivity between that.
It would, you know, a way to get to the property next door. If I understand that we can't force them to say, yes, you can get on their property now, but someday they're going to want to come in and say, we need to make a change, and we'll say, yeah, you're hooking up to that place, so that. It's just a safety thing for me. Anybody else here?
Could you scroll up a little bit so we can look at the look across the front? I'm just trying to see.
I don't see it as a requirement for a storage.
It's not for the storage thing. It's for future growth. We've already, one of the reasons traffic is so messed up in Rehoboth on Route 1 is because nobody thought, hey, if we had all these things connected or we put in a service road, then people wouldn't have to be on the highway for everything or get off and on the highway to go from one place to the next.
We'd use a fenced-in facility for interconnectivity?
No, you'd use the front of the facility. I mean, right next to it, I think, is what it's a,
an
auto repair or something.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. I'm not saying go to the bad. No, that doesn't make sense at all. But in the front, there could be a.
Is that doable, though, with trying to get the gate, having the gate there for security, people stopping, coming in off the highway?
If I can assist, so in similar cases in the past where the current site plan didn't necessitate interconnectivity, but the commission wanted to achieve that longer term, the adjoining parcels, we've requested that the final site plan be contingent upon a cross-access agreement or suitable language being shown on the final to just note that and actually have it stated on the site plan.
So, yes, they don't have to build it now. I just need to see it on the site plan and know that it's there so that in the future.
We could work with the applicant to achieve that and then bring the final back to commission upon that receipt of that. So.
Fair enough.
Just so it's not behind the fence. Yeah.
No, I agree that storage should be fenced in and secure. I agree with you completely on that.
Shall I make a motion?
Just so I understand, you're saying interconnectivity on to the left side of the parcel.
At least.
Okay.
Yeah. Somehow.
And just to be clear, I mean, we're not pulling something that's not in the code.
No, this is, yeah.
It's a code requirement for interconnectivity for business and commercial uses and hotels, motels, and Holiday Inns. So, yeah. I mean, it's in there.
Right.
You know, it's not an ad hoc requirement for use such as this. It's in the site plan requirements.
Right. But, I mean, truthfully, I think they should have an alley across the front there that if something happened, somebody could drive across it. But I am willing to meet someone halfway if there's your thoughts, everyone else.
Shall I make a motion, Mr. Chairman?
Sure.
Okay. In reference to S21-38, all climate storage of Millsboro, I make a motion we approve the preliminary site plan with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency referral or all agency response and include the plus report and the interconnectivity is to be shown on the final site plan.
A second.
Good.
Yeah, it's been moved and seconded to approve the site plan S21-38, all climate storage of Millsboro, as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff, subject to the resolution of the requirement for interconnectivity. Thank you. For interconnectivity, the plus report, and all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Weston Willows Commercial Out Parcels. This is Site Plan 17-31, Revised Site Plan.
This is a revised site plan for the Commercial Out Parcel A of the Weston Willows property for the subdivision of a 26.737-acre plus or minus parcel into three parcels consisting of 2.197 acres plus or minus, 1.2 71 acres plus or minus, and residual lands comprising 22.82 acres. Outparcel A will contain only commercial leased buildings with access off of a 30-foot ingress-egress access easement located on the northwest side of what will be known as Beshie Avenue. Staff note that the applicant has planned for interconnectivity between adjoining commercial parcels as previously requested by the Commission at their meeting of Thursday, July 8, 2021, where they chose to take no action on this item due to a lack of interconnectivity as a preliminary site plan. Additionally, staff would also note that there are approximately 22 parking spaces proposed to be located within the front yard setback as part of this proposal. Staff will provide Commission with an update regarding the proposed density of the project. So we did note after we had placed this on the agenda that the proposed plan would change the residual parcel comprising the residential area from 26.96 acres to 22.82 acres, which would leave the density for the apartment area at 12.5 dwelling units to the acre, which is over the permitted density for this property located in the C1 area. And additionally, I would also note that we have received a letter waiver for parking in the front yard setback, and that is before you today. And the tax parcel is 135, District 135, Map 11, Parcel 33. The zoning district is C1, General Commercial District, and staff are currently awaiting agency approvals.
Can I ask a quick question for clarification, because it may be the easier one to deal with? Not that the other one's difficult, maybe, but with the front yard parking, it's not the parking along Route 9, right?
It is not. It's along the private road. Okay. That's correct. We just wanted to make sure that it was addressed. I know that it's normally only an issue with DelDOT and state-maintained roads, but we wanted to ensure that was addressed.
Right. So that's almost like internal.
Gotcha.
You
know, okay. Yeah, that's
drives.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Because we'll see those fronts separately if it gets approved as site plans, you know, and then we'll be able to park it on there.
Thank you. That was one of the questions I had, but I was trying to figure it out. Okay.
There was a fraction of one parking space, so it was not 30. So.
I'll let that one go.
Do you want to talk about
that? Yeah, sure. Mr. Chairman, we were looking at this in terms of how you calculate the density for this, so that obviously the residential component came first and the density was calculated based on that parcel. We have no new residential coming forward as part of the current site plan, but if you remove the current area, it would affect the density, but we're not removing the area from the site, so it's more of an artificial way of calculating density. We did check the ordinance number 2802, which council passed last year, which specifically provided new guidance on how density is to be calculated when you have a residential component and a commercial component. Actually, having checked that this afternoon, I am of the view that it actually complies with ordinance 2802. It's not the scenario that was envisaged in that. So whilst academically, it could be looked at as raising the density. It doesn't. As long as this site plan does not come forward for any additional residential units, the density is actually unchanged. The land is still there. It's just there's commercial on the land.
And it is, you're not creating separate parcels that could be deeded off and sold separately?
They could, and if you were to look at it that way, that could additional residential come forward, that absolutely would take us over the maximum density permitted. But as long as they remain commercial, The deeding them out as separate parcels does not in itself raise the density. But I take your point that if you look at it from that perspective, that if they change hands, does that reduce the parcel area, and then does that increase the density?
Well, that's what I'm thinking is if the parcel is if a separate parcel is created and sold, then it's no longer part of that. It's not part of that subdivision, is it? Or is it?
It would not be. No, if it's subdivided, it's a separate standalone parcel.
So then the subdivision is no longer the same acreage as it was before. The development would have the effect of, part of the rationale for we're having density requirements is to maintain a certain amount of open space and open land and other lands, not that you can't do anything with them. That's the only thing that's a little problematic for me, is that if you could...
How do you remedy that?
I don't know.
Yeah, and also, if I may, for further...
I don't know that it's a big problem. I don't know that it's a showstopper, but...
I wanted to note, too, for further clarification, that there were wetlands that were shown on the final site plan. It was not stated whether they were tidal or non-tidal, but even if they were subtracted from the overall gross area of the site, the gross acreage of the site, it still would not meet the density requirement.
You mean if it was added in as part?
Okay. It's double the amount.
Can I speak for clarity?
You may not, unless I call on you. This is, as I said before, folks, and I'm not trying to be hard to get along with, this is not a public hearing. It is a public meeting. You get to watch us do this, okay? You do not have a right to testify, and we're not going to go down that road unless the commission has a specific question, as we did in the last instance. So...
I was just saying it's a public hearing.
But we will have a public hearing. Later. This part is not...
This part of the meeting is not a public hearing. Public hearings will start later under the public hearing heading in the agenda. Okay.
Thank you for the clarification.
You're certainly welcome.
Yep.
You're certainly welcome.
All right.
I would say let's defer on this.
I think there's enough. Yeah, I think there needs to be a little more work done on
one
this.
One more quick question before we move on. I agree we should defer. Is this creating another one of those, we've got commercial in one part that has density for certain things in AR another, or is this whole thing under AR now? I can't remember.
This is all C1.
Is it all C1? Okay.
It was all C1, so I don't have any issues with the uses.
Okay.
The uses are fine.
All right.
And I'm not even sure that the other thing is a problem, but we need time to...
We just need to figure it out. Yeah. I mean, I like the way they, you know, certainly commercial front, stuff in the back, it's an area that is good for that, great. But I make a motion that we defer for further consideration and figuring out the density issues.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on Weston Willows Commercial Outparcel Site Plan number 17-31. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, our next item is Lands of Sean Noble, minor subdivision off of a 60-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision that proposes the creation of one lot plus residual lands off a proposed 60-foot wide access easement. Lot 1, which will have frontage to Cool Spring Road, Sussex County Road 290, will be 7.28 acres, more or less, and the residual land, which is in the rear, will be 4 acres, more or less. Staff note that this application proposes the last lot that may be subdivided out of Parcel 38, and all four minor subdivision allowances will be utilized. The property is located on the east side of Cool Spring Road, Sussex County Road 290. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 5, Parcel 38. The zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Do we have to have a easement? Who's taking care of the road thing because of the way it's built?
There may be a note on the plan. An actual maintenance agreement has not yet been submitted to the office.
But the note's on the plan.
But the note's on the plan.
Okay, it'll be approved with that.
Thank you.
It's actually included.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
I'm sorry
I missed that. Usually I read those. All right, well, then I make a motion to approve a minor subdivision off a 60-foot easement for the lands of Sean Noble.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 60-foot easement for the lands of Sean Noble. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Lands of Stephen and Ann Kelly, minor subdivision off of a 20-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of a 45.41-acre parcel into two buildable lots, both consisting of 1.98 acres, more or less, and residual lands containing 411.43 acres, more or less. The property contains access off an existing 30-foot ingress egress access easement located on the northwest side of Shell Station Road, Sussex County Road 427. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 333, Map 10, Parcel 22.02. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Any discussion on this one? Nope. Mr. Chair, with regards to lands of Stephen and Ann Kelly, I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision off a 20-foot easement.
Second.
The move and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off a 20-foot easement for lands of Stephen and Ann Kelly. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Walter and Nancy Beck, minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 31.49-acre plus or minus parcel into two buildable lots, with proposed lot one consisting of 21.02 acres plus or minus, and proposed lot two consisting of 10.47 acres plus or minus, off of a proposed 50-foot ingress egress access easement over an existing driveway known as Hermitage Way. The property is located on the south side of Fisher Road, that's Sussex County Route 262. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and the tax parcel is District 334, Map 10, Parcel 69.05. And staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
So, make a motion to approve the minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for the lands of Walter and Stacy Beck.
Second.
The move and seconded to approve a minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for lands of Walter and Stacy Beck. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Jeffrey S. Burton et al., minor subdivision off of a 75-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision and lot line adjustment and consolidation plan for the subdivision of a 15.47 acre plus or minus parcel of land into one proposed lot consisting of 0.76 acres plus or minus and two existing and reconfigured lots off of or consisting of 0.75 acres plus or minus and 0.7 acres plus or minus. The property is located on the west side of Revel Road, that's Sussex County Road 410. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and the tax parcels are District 133, Map 16, Parcels 81, 81.02, and 81.08. And staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in regards to lands of Jeffrey S. Burton, XL, I move for approval of the minor subdivision off a 75-foot easement.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 75-foot easement for lands of Jeffrey S. Burton et al. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay.